You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, a week and a half to go in the season. Rays trying to finish things up strong. I think it's important for most teams that are out of contention, aren't heading towards October, to at least have a good feeling over the last couple of weeks to take them into the offseason. The Rays playing the Yankees now, and a tough situation on Tuesday night, where I think it's a position late in the game where you have to give a pitcher like Boxberger the option every once in a while of, hey, how do you want to handle this situation? On Tuesday, they let Boxberger decide if he wanted to face Gary Sanchez or not. He said he did, and it only took one pitch for a three-run homer to leave the ballpark, and that was it. From there, the Yankees go on to win the game. So a tough spot, but I think you got to like that Boxberger wanted to go after Sanchez. He just didn't get it done.
And you got to remember, too, this is the guy who led the American League in saves last year. So you're not going to get the guy out every time. And I guess he felt more comfortable going against him than the next guy up.
Yeah, and it just didn't work out, but that's baseball. You look at this team down the stretch here, and the injuries continue to kind of mount for the Rays here, Bill. Souza, season-ending hip surgery. With that injury, because he was kind of playing with it, was that a situation with Souza where if this Rays team was in contention, he would have continued to play with that injury, but because they're out of it at this point, it's better to get the surgery done and be ready to go for spring training?
Yeah, and talking to him, that's pretty much what he expressed. You know, if the thing would act up on him sometimes, like when he'd hit the base, run into first base, or if he dove in the outfield, and it would just kind of send a jolt for a little bit, or kind of a numb leg. But, you know, it was something he could deal with. But he figured that since they were out of it, he'd rather make sure he was totally ready for next season. And, you know, any time he gained on having it earlier than later would be a plus.
Now, Nick Franklin also banged up the left hamstring strain. He goes to the disabled list. He'd like to play again, though. Do you think he will? I mean, when it comes down to the last week of the season, he's coming back. Is it even worth it to send him out there again?
You know what? I'd be very surprised if he played. I think he made great strides this year. You know, at starting last season, the 2015 season, you know, he was penciled in as being one of their guys. And this spring, he was kind of like, a non-factor, just kind of off the radar. But, you know, the way he played coming up this year, I think he's made himself significant again. And I think they'll go into next season counting on him to do some things.
Yeah, he kind of put himself back on the map. And when you look at this team going forward and where he kind of fits in with the other players, there's no obvious place for him as far as starting, but you would think there's definitely room for him on a 25-man roster to be a guy that can play some different places and contribute.
Well, I mean, he basically can play every position, and he's even been begging Cash to let him get behind the plate. So, I think that's a smart play for a guy like that to try and find himself a place on the roster. So, I think he definitely went up in the eyes of the Rays this season with what he did.
Alex Cobb, a couple of great starts now, and he's going to get out there again here. And I thought it was interesting just reading on the Rays website, Bill, that his rehab stints got off to a rough, shaky start, which I don't think is a surprise to anybody, but it seemed like maybe it was a surprise to him at the time that when he first started out in Class A that he didn't instantly kind of find everything that he had before the Tommy John surgery. But now, suddenly, after putting up really poor statistics at the minor league level, since coming back up to the major league level, he's been great.
Yeah, and, you know, who knows, maybe he got it out of his system at the minor league level, but heading into his last start, he was still looking for feeling like he had, you know, one or two of his pitches to really count on and for them to do what he wanted them to do. And the last time out, he felt that they did. So he was very encouraged by that. I think it's been a really positive thing for the Rays to see him come back like this and going into the offseason.
Yeah, how much does that help just from a front office standpoint when you're trying to make moves, you're trying to make a team better for the 2017 season? You want to know what you have, And I think they've seen enough of Alex Cobb that they once again know what they have when they start to plan a rotation for next season.
Totally agree. And I mean, I think that they probably from what they've and really unlike what they saw from Matt Moore last year, because it was kind of 50-50.
Right.
Matt Moore coming back from the Tommy John. But I do think, you know, there's reason to believe that Cobb will be right back at the top of his game come spring training.
Looking for other positives here down the stretch for this team, and Richie Schaefer is back up now. And here's a guy, 2012 first-round pick, Bill, and last year kind of had a great season, really 30 total home runs last season across all the levels, and he looked like he was ready to kind of burst onto the scene. He didn't make this club out of spring training, and you look at what he did in the minors, and maybe, I don't want to say he pouted or anything, but maybe he didn't quite have the perfect attitude to go back to the minor leagues. 227, 11 homers this season. But now maybe that's kind of turned around. I mean, what's his attitude like right now, and has he learned a lot through this process? Because it has to have been a difficult season for him.
Well, actually, you know, he seems to have kept a pretty good attitude. And
yeah.
He said he might have learned more in the minors this year, checking off things that he was doing wrong. So, you know, and his outlook has been, at least what he expressed to me was, you know, you are in the minor leagues to try and get to the major leagues. So, you know, that's really not counting, you know, the numbers, even if they weren't what they were the year before. You know, I guess those are kind of play numbers when you figure out that the major league numbers are the real deal. So I think he felt like he made strides this year and could be a positive going forward.
Now, is he a guy that next year could be a guy on the opening day roster, or is he gonna, do you think, I mean, I know it's hard to predict depending on the off season and everything, but do you think it's more likely that he'll start the season at least back in the minors?
You know, it is hard to predict. I mean, the one thing that looks solid going into next year is their infield.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if they would bring him up just to be a DH, and particularly when you've got Dickerson taking up a lot of those at-bats. So, you know, it might still be the prudent thing to have him start the year in the minors.
Most of the American League East here down the final week of the season, Bill, it's kind of battling it out, not just for the playoff spot, but actual head-to-head matchups. But for whatever reason, you know, there's five teams in a division, so everybody can't play each other every night. The Rays finish things up with the White Sox and the Rangers. It's just kind of a weird way to end a season when most of the league is playing within division, and it takes kind of away that spoiler-type situation for the Rays as well. Does it kind of take some of the fun away from that final week when you know they're going to be playing teams from other divisions that, I mean, the Rangers will have probably clinched by that point and the White Sox are out of it?
You know, I don't think you're going to get any of them to express that, but I do think it will take a little bit, make the last week seem a little bit longer based on the fact you're not playing really meaningful games, even if they're, you know, none of the games they've been playing in September are meaningful for them, but they are meaningful in the context of the American League East. So who knows, that might take a little bit out of them.
And they certainly have been a factor in this American League East race and the AL wildcard race, because they've won some important games from the Blue Jays. They've played all those teams in the East. They beat the Red Sox. So they have kind of made their presence known here in September. All right, well, when we talk again, Bill, it'll be the final week of the regular season. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.